Boutini, welcome in, friends. It's Claudia and Jeffers. Hi, how you doing? Welcome to part two of Obi-Wan Kenobi review. If you want to check out our part one video, and yes, it did drop today because we were at Star Wars Celebration, it is there, and later today you will have a more current, timely episode three. So, here we go. Last episode we saw Obi-Wan setting out on a what looked like commercial flight to go find Leia at Dayu.
No, we don't know if he took United. We don't know if he took Frontier Spirit. What was his choice of galactic transport?
I'd be curious to know what the airlines are. Yeah. Anyways, so he gets to Dayu and was tracking them and immediately asked somebody about it. And they're like, you're a Dayu. Like, all communications cut out. Not communications, all tracking. Like, anyone who's here doesn't want to be found. So he has to do it the old-fashioned way. Look around. Talk to people. And one of the first people he talks to, which is very interesting, is this interesting-looking woman who's of humanoid, but has, like, some, like, marks and some other things that are on the side of her head. She's not, like, human.
Pink hair.
She's humanoid. And she, first of all, if you did not know this, this is Ewan McGregor's daughter. So it's really funny. This is three generations of his family now that have played in a Star Wars at some point. Because Ewan's uncle also was in Star Wars. So it's kind of crazy. And so she basically just, it's a really very somber, like depressing conversation. Because he pretends that he's looking for his daughter. And she's like, oh, you're... She's gone. Like, anyone who...
I used to be someone's daughter once, too. Like, here's free spice for free.
Yeah, so she was trying to sell him drugs. And then she's like, here, take this, have a couple more of those, and you'll forget she ever existed. And then she walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty interesting. Kind of set the tone for what this planet is like from the get-go.
And it's useful for later.
Yes, it is, actually. And so then this kid overhears, like, kind of what's going on and that Obi-Wan needs help. So he's like, hey, I can take you to a Jedi.
For the right price.
The right price type thing. And so he takes him to the Jedi, but we get the view of what's going on with the Jedi before. And it's a guy who's doing, you know, a magic show, basically. He's
a con artist.
Yeah, he's a con artist, but he is a helpful con artist. He's not a good guy, but he's not a bad guy because he is actually helping people get off the planet that can't get off the planet. But he's just taking all the credits that they have, like literally everything they got. And he's like doing this magic show based with magnets and other things and pretending he's a Jedi. And so, you know, Obi-Wan's watching from the doorway, not coming in. They're just watching this all play out. I think he was pretty skeptical it was a Jedi in the first place.
He was just surprised that someone would casually be talking about it like that.
Exactly.
If they were an actual Jedi.
And still be alive. So he knows it's not real. And so he like kind of casually goes up and like pretends like, you know, he's bought into it and is asking for help. And
well, also one interesting thing was like, I know your son is showing abilities. I was like, oh, does the child actually have Jedi abilities?
Nah, he's just playing it up. Absolutely not. No.
Wow.
He's never even seen an actual Jedi, but so no. Anyways.
Well, I don't know if the mom told him that. That's all.
Nah. So they leave and Obi-Wan walks in and they kind of do like a little bit of playful banter because Obi-Wan's just pretending like, oh yeah, you're Jedi, and like just kind of like goes into it, and then he pulls out his blaster and just like, yeah, no, I think you're basically just a con artist who just like swindled those people.
Yeah, I think that you're scum and or you're a rat, but the people that know the sewers best
are the rats.
So yeah. And I need help still.
So looks like Obi-Wan's still good at being brutal with his words. So that's good. And
yeah, after being knocked down by not only Bail, but also Owen.
Yeah. So this guy agrees to help because, I mean, he's got a blaster in his face. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he's like, I'll take you to where they could be holding somebody like that.
But you're never going to get in.
But you're not going to get in. And he's like, I'll figure that part out myself. And so they're in like a...
spice lab.
Yeah, they're in a spice lab where they make drugs. They make Star Wars drugs. That's what it is. Just
it
straight
is
up.
Breaking Bad Star Wars Edition.
It is Breaking Bad Star Wars Edition. And Obi-Wan dresses up like he is one of the drug makers, basically.
Yep.
The cookers, whatever you want to call them in this. He creates a distraction with some chemicals. He goes into what he is almost confident has to be an area he's not supposed to go. The area you're not supposed to go in Star Wars is usually where you need to find the thing that you need. So he goes and does that, and then he gets approached by two of the guards. And one of them's pretty tall, by the way. One of them's, like, tall as him. And they question him, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, I went the wrong way. Yeah, it happens. And then
like, get back to work.
Yeah, to get back to work. And then he takes his moment, and he elbows one guy in the face while trying to fight the other. And this is the first time we've seen Obi-Wan fight.
And it's the first time he's probably fought in 10 years just to...
Yeah, and he's fighting hand-to-hand, not bringing out his lightsaber because he doesn't want to draw attention to himself unless he has to. And, yeah, I mean, he struggles a little bit.
He's just like, ow!
Well, that's... God, the name's escaping me all of a sudden. Zach Bar. They're from the species found in Dathomir. They're not only from Dathomir, though. But anyways, he hits one of them... He does like a palm action with the head like this. With anybody else, that would go great. And it did. It worked. But they have horns, like little horns, like spikes on their heads. So he's like, ah. Like, you know.
I actually didn't realize that. I thought he was just hurting because he hadn't fought a long time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's because he hit like one of the horns because he smacked him open palm.
You saw that on the second time watching it?
I actually saw him both times. Oh, nice. Yeah. At least that's what I figured it was the reason. But it was interesting. He definitely struggled through the fight a little bit, but he got through it.
Yeah.
And...
makes it to the room.
There's a...
He's like, Leia. And it's actually a trap.
Yeah. So they saw it come from a mile away. You know, Reva basically tells the mercenaries that, you know, he's definitely... he'll be there type thing. And then we should circle back a little bit because we, you know, kind of forgot that the beginning of the episode is, you know, Leia being tied up. It's not too significant just because, like, it kind of goes how you expect it to go. She tries to get Lola out, and Lola does start to cut her ropes, but the guy walks in, the big bad, mean bald guy, and he breaks Lola and crushes her dreams and tells her that no one's coming for her. She thinks an army's coming for her, but Leia doesn't know who she is. That's the thing. She knows she's Leia, but she doesn't know what she means to the galaxy. So, like, that's the thing. If it wasn't that, then maybe there would be an army, but that's not happening. That's why they have to send Obi-Wan. So then we fast forward to that, and Obi-Wan now has to fight these three. He's pinned against a wall and kind of has to get a little creative. And he, you know, the guy talks shit to him, by the way. He's just like, you're not a Jedi anymore.
He's like,
man,
I didn't know that Jedi could bleed.
Yeah.
That was an interesting one.
He's like, you're not a Jedi. You're human. You're just a man. You're just a person now. And Obi-Wan goes, well, you know, everyone bleeds. And he had grabbed the spice, which came in handy, to drop it, puts on his face mask very quickly, and they all inhale it, and it's potent
Looney
stuff.
Looney Tunes, yeah.
Potent stuff. And he gets out the door and locks them in. Then, you know, Obi-Wan said while he was in there, he's like, where is she? She's probably nearby. And he's right. His intuitions, he still has. Like, they may have set a trap for him.
Well, he wouldn't have been able to...
but he knows she's not far.
But he also wouldn't have gotten away for 10 years under the radar if he didn't keep his intuition. Yeah,
no,
he's
still smart. He still has his instincts. And sure enough, she's like in the next room over. And she tries to escape. And he like has to try to sit down, try to explain to her who she is, which she's skeptical the whole time, as Leia is in this show from the beginning.
Where's the army?
Yeah, where is the army? Who are you? And, you know, it's
Ben, which I think is interesting, too.
And it's a tough sell because he's like trying to tell her that, like, you know, her and her father were friends. But like,
they've never met.
Bale's never mentioned Obi-Wan. He can't, right?
Or Ben,
whatever. He hasn't mentioned either one because he can't. That's the first time they contacted him was recently in episode one. It's probably the first time he's spoken in 10 years because he's in hiding. Like, that's just, he can't, like, just, hey, Obi-Wan, how you doing today, buddy? He can't just, like, pick up the phone. So to tell his daughter, who's a child, no, he hasn't told her.
Nope.
So I am a little surprised that Bale didn't be like, I don't know. They didn't have like some kind of secret phrase that like if somebody says to you they're a friend, I don't know.
Why would we do that? We have to have some interesting plot.
That happens in some shows quite a bit. So anyways, they are now going out and trying to get out of there. And, you know, him and Leia are having like some playful like banter. Like she wants
a cape. Well, he gets her a cape and then she gets these gloves. And he's like,
you're not getting the gloves. She's picking up the gloves. He's like, we'll take the gloves.
No. He's still a sucker, is what we realized.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, if anyone asks, you're my daughter.
We're farmers from Toth, I think.
Farmers from Toth, and she's like, grandfather, maybe. And he's like, what? It's like, nothing. Like, she is just sassy to the bone.
Mm-hmm. And she thinks she's hiding something pretty early on, too.
Yeah, because Obi-Wan's not really telling her anything, and she's already suspicious. And then Reva shows up and goes to where she thinks they're holding Obi-Wan. And it's just those three high as kites. They're gone. And she realizes immediately that he must have been there. Therefore, she's going to go find him. And then the other Inquisitors kind of show up and they're like...
They're pissed.
And she's like, I found him though. And they're like, cool. Great. Glad you did. Sit down. Shut up. And we're going to go do this before you screw it up again. And
we don't need your services anymore.
Yeah.
Basically just kicks her off the Inquisitor's guy.
Yeah. And they're like, after this, instead of calling her the third sister, they're like, we're going to have a conversation when we get back. And you're going to receive your punishment. Which, you know, not good when you hear that from the Inquisitors. And
the head Inquisitor.
Yeah. Grand Inquisitor says that to you. So the Grand Inquisitors go off, but, you know, like, I don't know what they're expecting. She's not going to just stand there.
Yeah. They're shutting down the port, getting a garrison in.
Stormtroopers are everywhere at this point. And she goes and I guess since then our mercenary guy has gotten off the spice, I guess. And she calls him because some time has passed, I guess. But she calls him and he's like, put out an APB of like
Obi-Wan,
but a bad APB, like put it out for every bounty hunter, criminal, mercenary, etc.
In Dayu,
which is a lot because it's a planet of people that don't want to be found. Etc. They're doing illegal things or illegally gambling, doing all these things. And so, yeah, he does. And he's like, do you really think they're going to get Obi-Wan Kenobi? And they're like, no, I just want to flush him out.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah, it's really smart. It's a good tactic because she's in the perfect place to do that. It's definitely why she picked the planet. Yeah. She has a backup plan on a backup plan.
Yeah. One thing we did forget to mention in the beginning is we did see a clone or a veteran.
Oh, the cameo in this. The cameo
was awesome. So it was back-to-back cameos right after another, which is wild.
Yeah.
With Ewan's, you know, daughter. And
one's more noticeable, though, obviously. Yes. This is a clone trooper that's, you know, he's still got a lot of the clone armor on. His helmet he's using to get credits.
Yeah, you know, Boba Fett, I mean, obviously it's the actor for that. Putting out his helmet, he's used to getting coins in it.
Yeah, Temuera Morrison does so well here to go from playing to Boba, Jango, a clone trooper every now and then, to then go to 10 years later, a clone that's clearly not out of work because they're not in the Empire anymore. They were used briefly for the next time period, but then they phased them out and put in real people.
And it's really going to become the question of whether or not we're going to see, you know, Captain Cody or Captain Rex in live action.
Commander Cody and Captain Rex.
My bad.
I don't know if we'll see Cody just because
Bad Batch.
If you guys haven't seen the trailer for Bad Batch 2.
I don't know if they have. Is it out yet? I don't know.
Anyway, you saw it at Star Wars. It's out. I know it's public now, so that's why I can say it. But yeah, Rex, on the other hand, very possible. And okay. Cody's possible too, but I think Rex is more possible. I'm still holding out hope for that. I thought it was a great cameo, though. I loved it. He's like... full on, like, got full beard, everything else.
And it makes sense. You're on a place that wouldn't want to be found. Pirates.
Yeah.
And mercenaries. You would see this type of person, like, you know, a drunk clone trooper that is a veteran from this.
But I think the look on Obi-Wan's face is what really sold it. It was like, it took him back 10 years. You know, it took him back to when he fought in the Clone Wars. It took him back to his friend, Rex. Took him back to Commander Cody, who tried to kill him.
All the things that he did with Anakin on that time.
It took him, it definitely, you saw a look on his face, he was, for like 10 seconds, was somewhere else.
Yep.
And then he gave him credits, too. That's the crazy thing. I think that was interesting that he gave him the credits, because I think that's almost just like, he felt like he had to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, some people just walk away, like, it's not like he actually knows this clone personally, most likely, but... he just, I don't know. It's
if you've watched any of the Clone Wars, you know how many clones died for that cause, you know?
A cause that was, you know, a sham. Yep. And it was, that part to me really stuck out, not just as a cameo, but like as a pivotal emotional moment for Obi-Wan. And like anytime he thinks back to that time, he's broken.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. And so anyways, we go along with him and Leia, and he realizes he's being hunted right away because he sees the holo projection go on like this most, he's Dayu's most wanted now all of a sudden, and he knows it, and he's trying to keep it from Leia, though. I don't really know why he's trying to keep it from Leia. I think just more to protect her.
That she's not stressed out.
Well, she doesn't have the knowledge of who she is, because if she does, I'm sure he's worried that they'll come after her for the rest of her life.
Right, and she's also, like, you know, she tells him that he's a Jedi, but she's like, I want to float. Like, she's like, yeah, being a kid.
Make me float. She's, that's being a
kid.
And
she keeps talking about, you know, being like, well, why don't you seem like a Jedi? Like, yeah, why can't you use the Force? Like,
yeah,
questioning all of these things. And it doesn't seem like she's really aware. She's like, I thought all the Jedi died. And I'm like, yeah, she doesn't seem to understand the gravity of this situation of him helping.
She's very smart. She's very intuitive, but she's only been on Alderaan.
But she's probably been sheltered, too.
And she's like, been sheltered about a lot of this history. And, like, to be fair, the galaxy has, too. They just, the story spun was that the Jedi betrayed the Republic, and they are all traitors. So, again, the stories of even, like, not Leia, everyday people, and then after that, they're wiped out. So, like, again, the victors made history. And so it makes sense that she doesn't know the full story. It makes sense that she doesn't understand the situation. It also makes sense that even though she's really smart and everything, she's still a kid. And she's like, make me float. Like, that's something a kid would say.
100%. I'd want to do that.
Hell, I'm adult and I'm like, Obi-Wan, make me float, buddy. We can do it away from all these people. Make me float, bud. Yep. So he leads her away into an alley, knocks a guy out, et cetera.
She sees the hologram.
But he's trying, the hologram, he hears it and sees it and it goes up and he's trying to like turn it off or take off the wristband or something just to stop it. And, you know, they did have some nice back and forth between the two of them before this moment. Like, he goes, how old are you? Clearly knowing the answer to the question because she's 10, just the same as Luke. Really more of just like, what the hell? And she's like, I'm 10. And he goes, you don't seem 10. She goes, thank you. And
very sassy, yeah, very Leia.
Very Leia.
My favorite moment of their entire banter, though, is when he goes, you remind me of someone.
Yeah.
And that one, I was like, oh,
that was that's kind of jumping ahead, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's at the end.
Oh, whatever. Yep. Still, I love it.
And so she figures out that he's hiding something. He can't really explain it to her. Like, in his defense, they are very much being hunted in the moment. This is not the place for him to explain it to her. He's doing the best he can to balance everything. And she freaks out and runs off. And,
like, well, she thinks he's the kidnapper. Like, didn't you do all of this?
Yeah,
like,
no, and to be honest, I don't really blame her. She's trying to put things together, and he's being so aloof and so... And she's never heard of him. Her father's not there. Like, she's a smart 10-year-old. Like, she's trying to... I get it. I totally do. And so she takes off, though, and that's where chaos completely ensues. Like, everyone starts coming after them. Obi-Wan's shooting people left and right. Like, one that tries to grab her, he kills, and then, like... Then she goes up the ladder and onto the rooftops, and he goes with her, and then he's hunted by two, well, looks like bounty hunters. One looks like a Forlom. I don't think it is necessarily that droid, but it looks like him. And there's a dinosaur-looking mercenary or bounty hunter. And it just, you know, it's chaotic. And, you know, Obi-Wan's not really much for blasters. He said that before. They're so uncivilized. And he's definitely better with a lightsaber. So he tries, but it takes some shots to get out of there. And then she makes a jump across rooftop. He follows her. Then she's looking at another one that's much further. And he's just like while trying to hide behind cover and shooting and like talking to her, like, Leia, stop. Like, please don't, like, don't do it. Like, do not do it. And so she does it anyways. And like, he managed to shoot one of them, but she falls. And this.
Like, hold on, hold on. He's like really trying not to use the Force.
Please, please, please don't fall. Like, just hold on. I'll get you. And then she can't hold on. And that she is at that moment, by the way, I think kind of those moments she realized, like, okay, he might be trying to help me because he's like begging her not to like fall. And she goes, Ben, help. And then can't hold on. Like, so let's go. And that's the moment of truth for Obi-Wan and for himself, too. I think, can I even use the Force anymore?
Or is she going to be splat?
I think and again, it was like flexing a muscle. It took him so much effort. You can see the effort in his face. And I thought it was really good acting by Ewan because, again, this is not Obi-Wan at Revenge of the Sith. This is Obi-Wan who hasn't used the Force in 10 years, probably. And it takes him so much effort just to, like, and this is minor compared to Obi-Wan back in the day. Like, just grab this child in the air with the Force would be child's play for him back in the day. Yep. But it takes everything he has to do it. And he does it. And she barely not hits the ground and then gently gets put down. And his con artist friend does see this all play out, by the way, because he goes hunting after him because they find out there's a reward. He's like, oh, we got to go. But he doesn't know who he is. They don't put the name on there. They just, like, you know, have the image and like whatever credits he's worth. And so everyone rushes down to her, and now she's a believer. Like, she gets it. You really are a Jedi. And
you made me float.
You made me float. You really are. Yeah, that was a good like little segue to that. And then she's like, you know, she clearly understands he's trying to protect her. And that's when the con artist guy walks up and
They were headed to actually the port and the guy tracked him down.
No. They were at the alley right after he had caught her, and that's when he walks up.
They try to get to the airport.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. They look around the corner.
Yeah, they're briefly. At the airport.
Okay, that makes it sound like that. They didn't leave the alley. They just poked their head around the corner. They poked their head around the corner, and yeah, they're swarming.
They realize that they're like backed into a corner. They can't get
they've,
out.
They've closed every flight, every commercial, all United, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, Allegiant. They're all closed. If those aren't referenced with you, you may not be in the U.S., and I apologize. I don't know international.
Air Canada. Air Mexico.
I don't know.
British Airways.
Whatever airline you can think of, it's not going. They have closed everything down. So, con artist guy walks up, and Obi-Wan immediately thinks, like, no one's after her. They're just after him. Like, he's already, like, willing to give himself up, because he's just like, I can't, like, you know, I don't go after her. And he goes, no, you don't understand. He's like, I didn't know what you were. Like, and he is, like, starstruck. So, like, the fact that he con artist people with Jedi, I came to realize during this conversation, he actually is enamored by the Jedi. I think he really does love and respect Jedi, and like
doesn't think they exist.
He doesn't think they exist anymore, and he's more starstruck that not only is it a Jedi, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so he clearly has some frame of reference for the Jedi, because you know, he is a full-on adult. So if he lives anywhere near the Republic during that time, he must have or at least heard stories.
You know about the Jedi mind trick to obviously play
that exactly.
out?
He had enough information as a normal person living in that time to like kind of go off of like pretending to be a Jedi.
I know it was funny because Obi-Wan's like, you know, why should we trust you? And he's like, do I like credits? Yes, I do. Like, do I sometimes feel bad about it? Sometimes.
They buy a lot of things. Yeah. But he's like, you don't really have any other choice. Like, take this shipment like container. Which
cargo,
is cargo, unmanned. They won't be looking for you there. That's not a normal flight. It's just cargo.
And I'll cause a distraction. On the top of the rooftop, though, Reva.
Oh, she's doing parkour.
Parkour.
Well, it makes sense. She's using the Force the whole time. She's being a badass, but like it totally lines up. Like she's just like, you know,
I'm Batman.
She does do a whole, like I want to say, she does do a whole Batman thing. Like she sees the fighting way off in the distance and does like this front moonsault flip and then lands on her feet and just takes off. She even like when she opened the door and they were high as kites in that room, she's like, where is he? And I was like, are you Batman? Like,
I wonder how many times she had to do that.
Where is he? It's pretty good. So she has a really cool scene where she's just like, it was fun to see because we don't see too much using the Force chase.
Yeah.
Ensuing. And she didn't use any Force speed, though it does exist. But she did do some really cool maneuvers. And that was fun. And then so she lands and runs into our boy, who's still pretending to be a Jedi now, but for different reasons. And he's got the hood on. He's very dramatic. It's very funny.
I'm the one you're looking for. How many credits? 1 million
Doesn't
credits?
Matter. You won't get them. Like, he's just very over the top. It's funny.
Yes.
Little does he know, or really that I guess we,
any of us know,
she has the same ability as Kylo Ren, which is, you know, this has become more of a thing in recent Star Wars. They're starting to like, I mean, it started in the EU, the expanded universe. It started in video games. It started in other things. But in terms of canon, Star Wars is becoming more of a new thing that there are more unique Force abilities that are unique to certain individuals. Not everyone has this power or this power. So this is interesting. She's only the second person we've ever seen be able to penetrate someone's mind and learn something. And so he doesn't know that going into it. He thinks he's buying them time, but really he's giving up exactly where they're going.
Yeah.
But he had no way to know that. And so she didn't even kill him because she's just in a hurry. Gets the information and takes off. And then meanwhile, we're back at the cargo area with Obi-Wan and Leia. And that's the thing that Claudia is referencing, that very beautiful moment between the two of them after she starts trusting him, where she's just, he's basically kind of being like a little down in the dumps of just like, he's very wary of this information of them being there. And she's like, is it so hard
to believe someone will help you?
Something that you have friends out in the galaxy.
Yeah.
And you know, kind of explains his experience. And she's like, she kind of lists off the reasons why. Like, so far I've been kidnapped,
chased,
tied up, and fell off a building. She's like, I think we should probably take anyone's help we can get at this point. And he just kind of like stops, deadpans, and goes, she goes, what? And he goes, you just remind me of somebody. And she goes, was it a, I think she asked, was it, what were they a Jedi? And he goes, no, she was a leader. And yeah, she's clearly talking about Padme, and that's emotional even now. It gets me in the feels. And that was a beautiful moment. And so she, you know, Reva shows up and they're hiding, and he tells her, like, take this, go on the transport, go.
And then she goes from being Batman to Joker. It's like, Obi-Wan.
Oh, she is obsessed with this man. I mean, Who isn't? He's hot. Like, I get it. But I don't think it's what she's in it for. Nope. Definitely don't think it's what she's in it for, actually.
Like, I can feel your fear.
Yeah, your fear betrays you.
Yeah.
And he's hiding behind cargo. Leia has been sent off without Reva seeing. But this dialogue is coming, and Reva is kind of sensing him out in the Force. And he's like, Lord Vader will be very pleased when I bring you to him. And that name kind of like irks Obi-Wan a little bit, but not much. Not like maybe a little bit of fear. But also she goes, oh, you didn't know. Because she said he's been looking for you for a long time. And I don't think that really clicks with him. And I think she maybe sensed
felt the confusion.
The confusion. And she's like, oh, you didn't know.
Lord Vader.
It's him.
Anakin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Anakin Skywalker.
Which is interesting that she knows that, because
he's alive, Obi-Wan. Like, says it out loud, and then you see it hit him in the face. He is like shocked. Which some people I think have been like, how did he not know? Like, what do you mean, how did he not know? When he left, he thought Anakin was dead. And you guys gotta understand, this is
you chop your legs and your arms off and leave him to die and he's on fire, I would think he's dead.
And this is a dictatorship that has taken over the entire galaxy. They spin the stories. Palpatine's not going out there and be like, well, Anakin Skywalker, he's still alive.
Nobody else in the galaxy knew that Anakin Skywalker was.
They're dead. The ones that did know are dead.
Yep.
So it's really just, like, nobody would really know except Sidious, because he's the one that found him, and Obi-Wan thought he was dead. He thought he left him for dead. He couldn't do the final blow. He just thought he was going to die. Like, why wouldn't he? And that hit him like a ton of bricks. And so he collects himself just enough to, like, he's got to get out of there. But he has nowhere to go. And then the Grand Inquisitor shows up. And him and Reva fight again. They have this back and forth again where Grand Inquisitor is like, she's like, I got him. She's like, I got him. He's like, then get out of the way. Stand aside. Like, I'll take care of this. Shut up. You're not even supposed to be here. So she stands aside. But as soon as she does, and he keeps talking, she stabs him in the stomach. Which is interesting, because given the timeline and what I know comes from like Rebels and Clone Wars,
he's alive.
He should technically be alive. So I'm a little wondering how they're going to do this, because I'm going through all the people that I've seen in Star Wars be stabbed in the stomach. They usually die. So I don't know how they're going to play that off.
Maybe curious. Organs are different in that species.
Could be. No, that literally could be it. I don't know. But we'll find out. But anyways, he's still incapacitated. He's dropped. Dead or not, he's dropped.
And this time, Obi-Wan escapes.
He uses that as a distraction to get the hell out of Dodge. And he does. He goes. And Leia is, again, credit to the kid. She is aware of the situation and watching. She's already, as soon as she starts seeing him run towards her, she's hit the button to start the process of that thing taking off, because she's already keyed it in. And as soon as he gets in, boom, door closes. They're up. They're gone. She gets to it in time, but not in time to actually do anything. And she's just yelling at him, like, you're not going to get away. We found you. We're going to come for you.
Will never stop, basically.
We'll never stop. He's going to get you, referencing Vader. And then the audio is really good for this. Like, it kind of is, like, muffled. Like, he can't really hear what's going on around, because Leia's talking to him. Like, she's like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? What's up? Like, what's going on? But
he's having, like, a full panic
attack. He's having a full, like, what the hell is going on moment. And then at the end, it's just one word. With his face freaking out, Anakin.
And it's obviously through the Force that he's saying that, and you see...
Well, I don't think it's through the Force, per se.
I think it might be.
No, it's just... I think it's just a connection.
Or maybe... I feel like that
The connection's not going to go that far away when he doesn't even know where he is anyways. I don't think that's not really how it works. But
okay, fine.
It's just a good
Or he could have felt Obi-Wan in the Force.
Cause... It's good cinematography. It cuts then to a Vader. It's not really, I mean, Anakin or Vader. I guess at this point, still a little bit of Anakin, clearly. In the Bacta tank, looking, yep, like he's had seen better days. And then his eyes open. And my God, he's a scary looking individual. Yep. And then it cuts out. And that's the end of episode 2. So the biggest reveal here is Obi-Wan learning that Anakin's alive.
Which we didn't know that he didn't know.
Yeah, and I kind of should have known that he didn't know.
But it was just like a great reveal. And even I didn't realize it from the first episode. Watching it again, I was like, oh, Uncle Owen thinks that...
Everyone thinks he's dead. Obi-Wan. Which makes sense. I'm sure when Obi-Wan came back, he's like, I had to kill him.
Yeah, and it's part of the reason he feels like there's still good in him, like with Padme, you know?
Yeah. Which makes his nightmares about that, because he does. He has like nightmares that are more recollection of his memories. Mm-hmm. It makes it stick out even more, especially to him, I'm sure, that he probably wasn't having those for no reason. Yep. The Force was always leading him to this moment, and I think he might have sort of realized that. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here, because I never imagined we'd have this much Kid Leia. Like, I wanted Kid Leia, but I didn't think we'd have this much Kid Leia.
Same.
And the thing is, they're not just going to casually go back to Alderaan, drop her off, and be good.
They also know that they're going to go to Alderaan. Like,
exactly. And that's a slow freighter. They have their own ships. They're going to be on the run. I think episode 3 is them on the run, and I don't think it's going to be easy. But there's no way we're going to have Leia the whole time, though, either. Vader never comes across Leia as a kid. I can't imagine that happening, because I feel like he would feel that. That connection, especially with Obi-Wan standing right there. He would figure that out. So
his feelings would betray him on
he
that.
He's going to get Leia out of here at some point, but I don't think it's till the end of episode 3. I think they're going to be playing a lot of cat and mouse. But I'm also hoping that we get the reveal of why Reva's so obsessed with this. I get why Anakin and Darth Vader are, but why her? Because right now...
And also, why does she know that he's Anakin?
That's the other thing. She's one of the only people that does. Do the other Inquisitors know that? I don't know, actually. So. I really don't.
I doubt it.
Would they even care?
They're all Sith. You wouldn't call them by their Jedi name, you know?
And then when we were talking to Nerdy off stream and everything, we talked about why she doesn't have a helmet. And I've kind of wondered that question since we have. And I think it's because she is the lowest of them. I think she doesn't have a helmet because they don't see her as worthy enough of being an Inquisitor to be quite fully...
I want to know her backstory. I really hope they flesh her out, because she just seems angry and hunting him. And I know that's been one of the complaints. And I understand that. But like, I think we had to get like the intensity. And we did. She's very intense on Obi-Wan. Now I'm just hoping they flesh her character out some more in this next episode. And then, you know, the next 3 after. So we understand, you know, where she's coming from and... Why is she the sewer rat of, you know, the Inquisitor team?
We only have 4 episodes left, and we're going to drop the other one later today. And it will be interesting to see where things go. Because, man, honestly, after watching the first 2 episodes, my only negative really at this point is that I think it's going to be tough to wrap this up so quickly.
Yeah,
I really think this could have benefited from 8 episodes. 6 seems pretty crazy to me. But, you know, I don't know how long they are. So I just really hope we don't get a short episode, because I really do not think that'll bode well for the storytelling.
Right.
I really hope we didn't skim on that just because. I don't know. But the other thing will be, it's going to be interesting to see how they get Leia out of the picture, because they're going to have to. How Obi-Wan eventually confronts Vader. You know, it's going to be interesting. Like, I've loved the first 2 episodes. But I am a little concerned about what happens going forward. I think this is going to be really tough to wrap this up in a bow.
Yes, and there's a lot of points to touch on. I mean,
yeah.
I think we are going to see Qui-Gon at some point. I feel pretty
confident. Maybe not see, but hear.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to hear him at least. I'm hoping maybe Qui-Gon has been waiting for the real moment.
Yeah, Vader.
I mean, I would love to have Liam Neeson back. I'm not even going to like pretend like I wouldn't, but... I don't know. It'll be interesting. I really don't know where they're going to go from here. I just know that it was a great end of the second episode. I didn't really have any negatives to the second episode too much. yeah, the first episode had the chase scene, which was terrible, but this one didn't have anything that I could really knock.
Yeah, I think that everybody's overarching is like, you know, Reva's a little one note, but I think we're going to get her fleshed out.
To address that, we're only two episodes in.
So we're not, you know, if by the end of the season she's just angry at Obi-Wan, we don't get any more information, I think, yes, we all have time to complain.
Yeah.
But at this point, I think it's a little too early to do
that. Yeah, and so far, Moses, the actress, she's doing a great job for what she has so far. There's nothing.
And I hate that she's getting so much hate online. That is tough to see.
Yeah, and if you feel that way because of her race, then you should just never watch this again, honestly. Star Wars is for everybody.
Star Wars is for everybody, and so, I guess it's not for you because you're not inclusive.
Oh, yeah, because if Ian McGregor said the exact same thing, like, if you feel that way, he's like, I don't think you're a Star Wars fan anyway, so I'll trust the GOAT over some random person commenting about something racist anyway. So yeah, for her though, I just kind of thought that, and it might still be true, I think we're gonna know more when we get her background, because I thought maybe she was hating Obi-Wan or obsessed with him because she felt like he was part of the failure that led to her becoming what she is, that she hates, essentially, like being an inquisitor, being on the dark side, like kind of having some self-loathing and blaming somebody else because she was just a child. So I don't know, I kind of hope that's still the case. I don't know, I hope she's not just Vader's errand girl, but we'll see.
I mean they've had a lot of really complicated villains throughout Star Wars,
so it'll be interesting,
and I'm really hoping that we get the same with Reva.
Yeah,
and I hope that everybody takes back all their negative stuff online. That's my hope by the end of this series.
Yeah, I think just watch of course critique each episode as you feel and as you wish, but maybe as for the overarching story, maybe we should get to the end of the series before we jump to conclusions.
Absolutely.
That's okay. I heard people jumping to conclusions before the series even started, like, why would Obi-Wan ever leave Luke on the planet by himself?
Yes, because there's not another child.
Yeah, anyways, love the episode, hope you enjoyed it too. Please let us know in the comments what you thought, and like I said, episode 3, we'll be dropping that later today, so have a good time, everybody. May the force be with you. Utini. Bye, friends.